USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a royal procession with military bands as the world remembers Britain's Prince Philip. He was laid to rest earlier today at Windsor Castle. His four children walked behind the hearse along with Prince William and Harry. The Queen traveled by car. They were married for more than 70 years. There were only 30 mourners in attendance due to the pandemic. Advisors to the CDC will meet once again. They're looking over cases of people who have developed blood clots after getting the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine.
We want to convey to the American public we have two vaccines that are readily available, the Pfizer and Moderna, and people should continue to roll up their sleeves to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the use of the vaccine will stay on hold until that time. This is USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
In San Antonio, Texas, a police officer was shot in the hand. Two people are dead and one person is injured. Police Chief William McManus said the incident started off as what seemed like a routine traffic stop.
And then at some point, for I'm not sure why, but the driver pulled a gun and started firing at the officer.
A motive for the shooting is still not known. President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said both are committed to advancing shared values. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The most deadliest roads in the United States has been released. USA Radio's Michael Fortier has details.
Florida is home to some of the country's deadliest roads. GPS software company Teletrac Navman, studying road fatalities between 2016 and 2019. They recently find I-4 in Florida from Tampa on the Gulf Coast to Daytona Beach on the Atlantic Coast to be the deadliest at 1.25 deaths per mile. This is the second time that stretch of road has been ranked the deadliest. I-45 in Texas from Dallas to Galveston ranks second at just over one death per mile. A total of four roads running through Florida rank in the top six on the list. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
In Indianapolis, 19-year-old Brandon Hole shot and killed at least eight people at a FedEx facility. Indianapolis police officer Janae Cook was live on the scene.
We had four people transported by ambulance, one in critical condition with gunshot injuries consistent with gunshot wounds. We had three others that were transported with various other injuries. And then we had two other people that were here at the scene, treated by medical staff, and then released.
President Biden says he wants Congress to do something about it.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.